You can't help people who don't want to be helped. That's my experience in over 30 years of coaching and consulting. You can help people who want to be helped, usually most of the time. But you can't help people who simply refuse to be helped. They tried to force the homeless into shelters in New York some years ago, and they were successful with many of them, but not some of them. They didn't want to go in shelters. They didn't want to be helped. They preferred to be on the streets. I'm not talking about the mentally ill. I'm talking about people who just preferred to be left alone. You find that in organizations. You find that among your friends. There are some people, even though they may whine and complain, who really don't want to be helped. So when you deal with something like weight or addiction or relationships, simply staging an intervention isn't necessarily going to resolve the issue. The person has to want to be helped. That's why you see so much recidivism. You see people returning for rehabilitation. You see people returning for treatments because they don't really want to be helped. They've been forced to be helped. So don't ensure your own failure by trying the impossible. You know, I remember once stopping at a red light and a Boy Scout, literally a Boy Scout, grabbed a woman's arm on the curb and wanted to help her cross the street. She was an elderly woman. She had a cane. It was a stereotypical Boy Scout move, except she started to protest. She didn't want to cross the street. She was waiting for a ride. You can't make that up. So don't ensure your failure by trying the impossible, by trying to help people who don't need the help or don't want the help. Do build your esteem by helping those who actively seek help. Don't turn away people seeking help unless they ask for unreasonable favors. Perhaps something for free, getting your client list, asking for money. But most people wanting help need advice. They need guidance. They need an example. Don't allow people to keep insisting that they need help, but then don't accept it and keep coming up with excuses. I tell people in my mentor program, I can tell you what to do, but I cannot make you pick up the phone. There are people who have paid me $20,000, $25,000 for advice, and I've given them great advice that's worked for others, but when push came to shove, they refused to pick up the phone and talk to people. They refused to ask someone for a referral. They refused to get on an airplane and go see somebody. They don't really want to be helped. They wanted a magic bullet, but that's not the kind of help I can provide, and certainly not the kind of help you should be thinking of providing. Help those who want to be helped, and you'll feel better about yourself.